And today is the 10th of July, and joining us this morning to share a little something about this day in history is breakfast producer Rachel McDonald. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Casey.
And what have you learned about today?
One of the fathers of electricity as we know it, Nikola Tesla, was born on this day in 1856. Born in Croatia, he went on to invent the alternating current electricity system, which is still used across the world today. He also invented the Tesla coil, which was instrumental in the development of radio technology.
And there was that thing he did as well that was like, it was this little actuator that the idea was that if it moved at the same resonating frequency of a building, it could basically crush it. He was like, he had all these crazy inventions that never really worked. I like those kind of people.
He could have just been a terrorist, but instead he made radio.
Possibly. It was a nicer thing. But he was the good guy for the electricity thing, because there was Edison, who was like the anti-Tesla, did you ever see that video of one of the earliest movies was of an elephant being electrocuted? And Thomas Edison made that to show that AC current was, or that AC was like dangerous, basically. I don't know if you ever saw
it. He just electrocuted an elephant.
Yeah, I know, right? And he's like, yeah, my rival's the dangerous one, while he's zapping elephants. Anyway, is there anything else interesting that happened today in history?
In Australia in 1852, Sydney was first incorporated as a city. It was originally known as Sydney Town after the arrival of the first fleet and was built along the shores of Port Jackson. Over the next 60 years, the town grew before being officially labelled Australia's first city. So while Sydney can never claim to be the capital city, at least they can say they were first.
I kind of like that it was Sydney Town.
Mm.
We could go back to them being cute little Sydney Town with 7 million people living there.
Yeah, just a tiny little one.
Tiny little town. And what about in the music world?
July 10 was the release date for Coldplay's debut album in 2000. It's called Parachutes and was released by Parlophone Records.
Very good. Always. Wow, that's 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Time is really getting out of my hands all of a sudden, it seems. So which vintage Coldplay song are we going to listen to this morning?
We'll be listening to Yellow, which is still one of their most iconic songs.
18 years.
18 later. Years.
Far out. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Rachel.